All right, we're right at 10 a.m. This recording is all good?
Yep.
Okay, we are now on the record. Good morning, everyone. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It's Friday, 10 o'clock in the morning, August 15, 2025. We have three items on today's agenda. They're all conditional use permits. Two of them are accessory dwelling units. We will hear those first, and then we will proceed to the home business use. Few introductory remarks and then we'll get started. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding, so that just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in and I will formally admit exhibits. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I've reviewed the materials, including the staff report and exhibits, and I'm not aware of any, but if there are any concerns, now is the time to raise those. In terms of the criteria that I review, all three matters are conditional use permits, so the actual language is in the code and in the staff reports as well. But essentially, I'm looking at compatibility with surrounding uses, adequacy of the supporting infrastructure, and lack of material detriment. And then, as these are all essentially accessory uses in nature, there's also some specific criteria for both the ADUs and then for the residential business use. And then, in terms of the order of presentation, we'll proceed through each matter with the ADUs first, followed by the business use. Planning department will provide a summary of the proposal. Then we'll turn to the applicant. The applicant can provide additional information on the proposal, and then we'll open the matter up for public comment. Anyone who is in the hearing room or online may testify on the particular proposal. I think that's it in terms of my introductory comments. Are there any procedural questions from anyone either in the hearing room or online?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with the first proposal. This is matter 2025-010. This is an accessory dwelling unit proposal from Jeffrey and Cynthia Fisher. Is that correct? Fisher?
Yep.
I have exhibits for that, HEM 1.1 through 1.12. Those are all admitted. And Ms. Watts, you are presenting,
yes.
Correct? You can state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-010 on July 2nd, 2025. The applicants, Cynthia and Jeffrey Fisher, are proposing to construct an 800-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 2.39 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of Cochrane Road in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be located in a 2,268-square-foot shop and accessory to an existing 2,268-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal, and the following comment of note was received during the agency review period. The Benton County Building Division noted that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current and building and fire codes as adopted by Benton County. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I do not have any questions for you at this time. Mr. and Ms. Fisher, I believe we have you online. Is there anything that either of you wanted to add to the staff's presentation or summary of your proposal?
Yes, good morning. This is Cynthia Fisher. Jeff is not here today, but I'm here and I have nothing to add.
Let me swear you in. If you can state your name for the record.
Cynthia Fisher.
And you swear from to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready.
Okay, yes. I was just stating Jeff's not here and we have nothing to add and no questions.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So at this point, we will open this up for public comment. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal?
No one online.
Okay. I'll let the record reflect. There's no one who wishes to comment on this proposal. I have reviewed, as noted earlier, the staff report and the exhibits in conjunction with the criteria that I'm required to assess. And I do believe that this proposal for an accessory dwelling unit is consistent with the code requirements. So I will be approving it. A decision will be out within 10 business days that will be emailed to the planning department and then provided to the applicant and to anyone else who requests a copy. Are there any procedural questions?
None from me.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Fisher, you are welcome to stay online for the remainder of the hearing, but we have addressed your proposal, so it would not be required.
Thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and depart.
Okay. All right. Then our next proposal is also an accessory dwelling unit. This is matter 2025-011. This is an ADU request from Jeremy Johnson. I have received exhibits 1.1 through 1.11, and those are all admitted. And Ms. Watts, I believe you were presenting on this as well. Yes. You may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-011 on July 2nd, 2025. The applicant, Jeremy Johnson, is proposing to construct a 768-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 3.19 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of 73rd Avenue in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 2,770-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal, and the following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division noted that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes, and the Kennewick Irrigation District commented that a KID service connection is available and that permanent structures are not allowed within irrigation easements. With that, planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I did have one clarification question. I think proposed condition 5B mentions the Benton County Rural Water Supply Program.
Yes.
And I didn't see a comment from them. So
no, they wouldn't be required to do that. I don't think they're in the program area.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Should that be left or let me know if it doesn't apply then.
Yeah, if it doesn't apply, we can take that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just wanted to clarify that. Mr. Johnson, I believe we have you online. Is there anything else that you would like to add to the planning department summary of your proposal? And you are muted right now.
Sorry about that. Good morning. Yeah, nothing to add.
Okay. All right. Well, at this point, we will turn to public comment. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal?
There's nobody online.
Okay. Let the record reflect there is no one who would like to comment on this proposal. I have reviewed this proposal in conjunction with the CUP and ADU criteria. I do believe the applicant has demonstrated that the proposal is consistent with those criteria. So I will be approving this ADU. Decision on this will be out within 10 business days. Will be emailed to the planning department, which will then be forwarded to the applicant. Mr. Johnson, any procedural questions?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Johnson, you are welcome to stay for the remainder of the hearing, but as with the prior ADU applicant, no need to do so.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you. So then we're moving to our final agenda item. This is CUP 2025-012. This is a home-based marine electronics repair use proposed by Aaron and Erica Rice. I have received for this exhibits HEM 1.1 through 1.15, and those are all admitted. Ms. Watts, you may proceed when you're ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-012 on July 9th, 2025. The applicants, Aaron and Erica Rice, are proposing to operate a trolling motor and marine electronics repair shop. The proposed repair shop business would operate part-time by appointment only, entirely within an existing 1,440 square foot accessory structure. There shall be no clients visiting the property, as the proprietor and sole employee of the business proposes to pick up equipment to be repaired off-site, transport to the property for repairs, and then deliver the repaired equipment back to the customer, thus resulting in no increased traffic to the neighborhood. As trolling motors are electronic in nature and no outboard motors shall be repaired there will be no oil, fuel, or hazardous materials used or disposed of on site. The property to be utilized is approximately 3.2 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district off of Badger Road in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any agency comments opposed to the proposal. However, there was a letter of opposition received stating concerns over neighborhood aesthetics, increased traffic, and environmental concerns due to chemicals used during the repair process. The following comments of note were received during the agency review process. The Benton County Building Division states that the proposal shall comply with all Benton County building and fire codes up to and including the possible change of use and occupancy of the building to be utilized. With that, planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 21 findings of fact and 7 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. Mr. and Ms. Rice, are you in the hearing room? Was there anything that you would like to add to the planning department summary of your proposal?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, and I think we'll step up to the podium, and actually I've neglected to check if that microphone is on. It's on, okay, all right.
Sorry about the hat. I didn't realize that we were going to be in this. Okay.
Oh, yes, no, that's all right. If you can state your name for the record.
Yes, I'm Aaron Rice.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready.
I don't know. I think these two gentlemen might be our neighbors, possibly. So there is rumors going on in our neighborhood that Eric and I are going to be opening up this big boat repair facility with signs and public traffic coming in and out of there and stuff, and that is absolutely not the case whatsoever at all.
I did review, there was a comment letter that you had provided into the record, and mm-hmm. I did take a look at that as well.
Yeah. I decided to do this business. It's not really a business that I'm interested in doing far as for income, as I'm preparing to retire in the very near future. We fish bass tournaments, and the people that I will be dealing with are close friends of mine, people that I come in contact with in the tournament fishing industry. These are high-end bass boats. I don't know if you know what they are. They're performance fishing boats. These boats start at $100,000 and go up. I do not anticipate doing boats daily or even weekly. This is just on a time thing, case by case deal. I wanted to do some warranty work for these guys in the tournaments to keep them up and running if a trolling motor fails. In order to do that through Minn Kota or Motor Guide Company, you have to have a business license in order to be a repair technician for them. That is the purpose of me doing this. It will not be an open thing to public coming in and out of our house all the time, and nor do my wife and I even want something like that to even happen. So we moved from Pasco back to Badger Canyon because we like the peace and the quiet in the country. The Amazon trucks drive us nuts as it is because they come up and down the streets nonstop all day long, all of some of which my wife's packages is yours. So, that is the reason for the business. It's not even for money. Like I said, these people are friends of mine and people that I fish in tournaments with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I do not have any questions at this time.
Okay.
I may after public comment.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Is there anyone in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pardon me?
Yes, if you could state your name.
My name is Brent Chigbrow.
And can you spell that?
My address is 93502 South 302, which is just down the road from this apartment.
And can you spell your name?
It's Brent. Chigbrow.
O-W. And that address again, 93502 South 302?
Yes.
Okay. I should swear you in. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington? Thank you.
We are, as a neighborhood, concerned about a business being in our residential area. The roads are very narrow. We're not in an area where they have a homeowners association, so the people have to pony up and make the repairs to the roads. We don't know where they stand in a situation like that. We're worried about the traffic coming in and out. We have kids up and down on the roads in motorcycles and go-karts and whatever else. And the roads are very narrow and they're very, very secluded where you can't see around corners. So we're worried about safety. I think the most important thing, we're worried about the property values with the inclusion of a business in our neighborhood. The area next door, the folks next door in 2015 were turned down from a CUP. And we'd like to keep it that way.
What type of use was that? The use you referenced that was denied, what
the,
type of use?
The folks' name was Thompson, and it was in 2015, I think.
Okay, events center.
And we were a little bit worried about the waste. We're all on wells out there, so we're worried about the leaching of whatever waste may be. So that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chiabrow. Did I pronounce that correctly, Chiabrow?
Chiabrow.
Okay. Chiabrow. All right. Try to get it right. All right. And did you wish to comment on the proposal?
I think that letter kind of said it all.
Okay. If you're going to say too much, I need to bring you up here so we can capture it for the purpose of the record. So. I should swear you in if you can actually state your name first so I can get that.
Greg Tripp, T-R-I-P-P.
And you said Brent Tripp?
Greg.
Greg, sorry. Okay. And you reside at?
Just around the corner, 29404 South 944 PRSC.
29404. And can you, 29404? And then the rest of it?
Oh, 944 PRSE.
You swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington? Thank you.
I guess the only comments I would have is that it's a small business. I can see that, but businesses tend to grow, and there's no control over how many in the future are going to be coming and going into that business, whether it's by word of mouth or growth of the normal growth of a business through marketing or word of mouth. And the other thing that Brent was talking about, I agree entirely with this. We have some blind corners there. They're really tough to get around. And if you're bringing a boat in there with a trailer and somebody's coming out on one of those corners, literally you're either going to have to stop or pull off to the side of the road. And I'm talking where 284 meets 944 PRSE. It got to the point that people were driving off the road to avoid other traffic that was oncoming. And the property owner there ended up just putting huge rocks on the corner to keep them from driving off the road to avoid other people. Well, now you got nowhere to go on that blind corner. It's basically a 90-degree corner. So that was the other concern. And there are horses, there's lambs that are walking with their handlers and kids, motorcycles, quads, that the area, in my opinion, is not conducive to any business activity like that. The wedding venue that was planned next door was Jeff Thompson's on 944. That was turned down by the county. And that was just a once in a while thing. That wasn't just, you know, they weren't doing it all the time. They were doing it just for, I think. But that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Tripp. Okay. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to comment on the proposal? And you're with the applicant, so we'll turn back to you. That, yeah. No one online, I assume.
No one online.
Okay. Let me step forward, Ms. Rice. Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Erica Rice.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good morning. I would just like to clarify a couple items. My husband and I are very sensitive to the neighbors' concerns. We totally understand where they're coming from. This honestly is a hobby for my husband. It's just something for him to do after retirement. There's going to be no growth. There's not going to be a ton of bass boats coming in. There's going to be none of that. We have a bass boat in our garage. We keep it inside of our shop. And if he's working on something, again, it's going to be a tiny motor, no one's even going to know. There's going to be no excess traffic. We understand that corner there. We're very sensitive to it, too. We have side-by-sides. We have grandkids. We don't want excess traffic. So I think this is just a misunderstanding of what this is going to be. I understand the concern of growth. We don't have time for this. Again, we fish bass tournaments locally, which keeps us busy. I help run a business myself, and I do a lot of traveling. And we have grandkids that keep us busy. We are very much family-oriented people. We want to keep the neighborhood quiet. We have absolutely no intentions for growth. I'm swearing under oath that is our intentions. So the boat traffic coming around the roads, sometimes we go on bass tournaments and we go around that corner. So again, people come in and out all of the time. You know, we're very neighborly. We want to keep it small. We have no intentions of growing this to be a large business. Again, no one's even going to know anything different than what happens now, because truthfully, he does that now and nobody knows. All of the excess waste, if there's anything, it will go in a little tiny basket that we have, no different than people working in their shops. So again, I understand the concerns, but this is literally just a hobby type thing. We are rule followers. I told my husband he should have probably just kept his mouth shut, but he is a rule follower and he wants to do the right thing. There's no excess signage anywhere. No one's going to know anything different than what it is now. And we are happy. We talked to our neighbor Jeff last evening. If the roads need to be fixed, we all said, why don't we pitch in and put into a pot to make sure that this happens? We are those type of neighbors that want to see that. That's why we moved out there.
Thank you, Ms. Rice. And just to clarify on this, I think the staff had already mentioned this, and I think you mentioned this in the comment that mm-hmm. you all had submitted. But the work is inside the accessory building that already exists.
So, correct. And yeah. There's no outside people coming. It might be a friend or two, but they're not dragging boats in. It's an electronic trolling motor that is this big. So again, it's warranty work, if that. And I understand that word of mouth, that's not any interest to us.
Thank you, Ms. Rice. I don't have any further questions. All right. Well, I will take this under advisement. Decision on this will be out within 10 business days. It will be emailed to the applicant and the parties who commented. For those of you who have commented who don't have an email address with the planning department, you can provide that. That's the easiest way to get a copy of the decision to you, although we do have the mailing address, of course, but typically those are emailed out once those are issued. I think that's all. Are there any procedural questions from anyone?
Can I say one thing?
Yes, step up, Mr. Rice, and you remain under oath.
Yes, I'm still under oath. Like I said, I've had my best friend, my daughter, and son-in-law have a boat. They have been at my house. I've worked on theirs. No money exchanged, of course. I'm not even doing this for money. Other than if I do warranty work on a trolling motor, I would get paid from the company for owning a business license. Yes, I have friends occasionally that do bring their boats to my house. My neighbors haven't seen them. These guys are very experienced, of course, towing boats like I am. I grew up in the marine industry anyway. So there will be times when someone will bring a boat to my house. One boat, it will go inside my shop, in my bay, next to mine, doors shut, until I finish the repair on the trolling motor. It will, but that will be an occasional thing. If there's a boat sitting outside, it's going to be one of our boats because we're leaving at 2:30 in the morning to head to a bass tournament. So occasionally there will be a boat coming out there, but it will be inside. But it's not going to be a daily or a weekly thing by any means. So I just want to clarify that so that they do understand that.
Thank you, Mr. Rice.
Yes.
Yeah, the use does seem like it is accessory in nature, and that's what it's designed to be. But I do want to take a closer look at all of the exhibits and the testimony, and then before rendering a kind of a final decision on that. So, all right. Any other procedural questions? Anything else?
I have a little more comment.
All right. Usually, I'm careful on this, but if you could just state your name for the record before you.
Brent Chigbrow. Mm-hmm. My follow-up on that would be that I sat on the Board of Adjustments for 18 years. And there are no, or wasn't then, there was only one compliance officer in all of Benton County. So who is going to make sure that this applicant complies to everything he's applied for and tells us that he's going to do? That's my concern.
Oh, okay. And the county does have a code enforcement office. Occasionally, they will do come and comment at public hearings. So, yeah. All right. I think that is it. Is there anything else we need to address this morning?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for attending this morning's hearing. We are adjourned.